Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
Well, good Monday evening, friends. This is Brother Byron with the Holy Manna Radio broadcast. Hope you're having a great day. Today is April the 1st. Some people call that April Fool's Day. Listen, friends, the Bible says in Psalm 14:1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So we don't want to have anything to do with foolishness today. We want to talk to you today about the Lord. And what a great day the Lord has blessed us with. Great weekend. I pray that your church services was as great as ours was. The Lord was just there in a mighty way. And we just really appreciate the way the Lord works in our services. And what a blessing it is to come together with God's people, to be able to worship Him and to worship a risen Savior. Well, I've got a few things I want to talk to you about probably for the next couple of days on the subject of the old paths. Now, as you know, if you've listened to our broadcast very much, then you know that we are a traditional, independent, old-fashioned Baptist church. That's who we are. We're not apologizing for that. We think that the Lord will honor that. We don't like anything that has to do with modern. We don't like contemporary things. One brother said, the word contemporary has the word temporary in it for a reason, because that's all it is. It's temporary. Well, we like things that are permanent, things that are solid, things that are based upon the true Word of God and the old paths. So some people call us old-fashioned, you know, and that's okay with me. I like that title. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But I do want to talk to you today about the old paths, the old paths. If you have your Bible there, if you want to get it and turn to the book of Jeremiah chapter 6, and we'll look at verses 16 and 17 on this thought about the old paths. Jeremiah chapter 6, starting with verse 16, if you have your King James Bible there, you'll read along with us. And the Bible says, thus saith the Lord, stand you in the ways, and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the reading of your word today. I'm praying that you help us now for the next few minutes to be able to help somebody that's listening today, God. Thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you know, a few years ago at our church, we did a 57-week study through the book of Jeremiah. My, what a great study that was. If you were here during that time, then you'd be familiar with that text we just read out of Jeremiah chapter 6. It pretty much sums up the attitude and the hearts of the people of Judah during Jeremiah's time. And I must say, as we studied through that book, I could not help but notice the similarities in the way that the inhabitants of Judah were living with the way that the inhabitants of the United States of America is living in this present day. I mean, it's just like a snapshot of that time period. Well, as you know, Jeremiah, he was appointed by God to be a prophet to Judah, and he was faithful to his work. I mean, over 40 years, this man prophesied for God to the inhabitants of Judah. Well, during all those years, he consistently prophesied the word of the Lord, and the people consistently refused to obey the word of the Lord. We talk about God's long suffering, and I'm so glad for that. If it was not for his long suffering, we would all be doomed to a devil's hell, but God is long suffering toward us. Well, this is one of those examples here, as we read in Jeremiah, of God's long suffering. He has put up with these folks in Judah for so many years, and finally, he is going to allow their enemies to come in and invade their land, take them off into Babylonian captivity, where they will remain slaves there for 70 years. What an awful thing to think of God allowing this to happen. But he's gave them chance after chance. He sent prophet after prophet in there warning them. They'd already seen what happened to the folks up in the northern section there, the tribe of Israel. As you know, the kingdom was split into two sections by this time. You had Israel in the upper kingdom, and then you had Judah in the lower kingdom. Well, Judah had went on for a little over 100 years after the inhabitants of Israel and the northern kingdoms were taken captive by Assyria, and so God had kept warning them. Well, that warning is about to, his long-suffering is about to end at this point. So here in chapter 6, we find the prophet declaring yet another prophecy from the Lord, and he's telling them how they can find rest for their souls, but they need to do something to be able to find that rest. Don't we all need rest today for our souls? I mean, if there's ever a time in history that people needed rest for their souls, it's the time we're living in right now. People are so weary. People are so, I mean, it's just trying. If you're a Christian in this world today, I'm talking, you must be weary. The Bible tells us not to be weary of well-doing, but friends, sometimes the drudges of this life and the things that we go through, it starts taking a toll on us. And so we become weary. And we desire this rest that only the Lord can give us, rest for our souls. Well, as you know, our bodies, our man is made up of body, spirit, and soul. Our bodies, this flesh that we live in, this earthly tabernacle, which one day will dissolve, flesh, bone, skin, and blood. And then our spirit is what allows us to connect with God. It's we've been born again and we're spiritually alive through Christ. But if you're lost, friends, I want you to know you're spiritually dead. Your spirit is dead. Well, the spirit is often connected in relation with the soul, but they are two separate things. Spirit and soul are different. They can be separated. As we see in the Bible, in Hebrews 4 and 12, the Bible says this. He says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Paul says this over in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23. He said, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Well, the soul and spirit is separate. The soul is actually you could call it the essence of man. It's what makes you who you are. The Bible says in Genesis 2 and 7, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." So man is the only creation that the Bible tells us that God breathed life into and created a living soul. He did not create animals the same way that he did man. On animals, he simply spoke animals into existence. But man was special. Man was made a living soul by the breath of God. Old Webster, in his dictionary, he defines the word soul as the spiritual, rational, an immortal substance in man, which distinguishes him from brute beast. That's the truth right there, friends. That's what separates man from animal. But our souls oftentimes can get weary. Our souls get troubled. Our souls are vexed. And we need rest for our souls. So when Jeremiah tells the inhabitants of Judah, if they will walk in the old paths, they shall find rest for their souls. Well, what do you think that these old paths are that Jeremiah is referring to? Have you thought about that? What are these old paths? Well, in Jeremiah 8 and 15, the Bible says, "Because my people has forgotten me, they have burned incense to vanity, and they have caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient paths, to walk in paths in a way not cast up." That sheds a lot of light on what Jeremiah's trying to tell these folks about the old paths. You see, the old paths were the paths their ancestors who walked with God and found peace with God. It's the paths that they walked in. They knew that they were to love the Lord God with all their heart, soul, and mind. They knew that they were to keep His commandments. They knew that they were not to bow down before any other God besides Him. And they knew that they were to be a separate people. But the inhabitants of Judah, they'd strayed far away from the old paths of their ancestors. They no longer walked in the way. He says they were walking in the paths in a way not cast up. You see, in those days, they would build up roads higher between the fields that would allow them to walk whenever the rainy seasons would come, and they wouldn't be walking in the water. That's what's being referred to as the way not cast up. But the old paths were familiar. They were well worn. They led to places that were good to go to. Hey, if you grew up in the country like I did, then you know all about old paths. I used to walk around the woods and in cow pastures, and I can go back to 1975 when I was just 9 years old, and I was crossing over barbed wire fences that led over to Roseberry Creek. There was an old familiar path that went down to the side of the fence row and led directly to a railroad, to the bridge that was there that would lead you from one field over into another old path that would lead down the side of the railroad tracks to the creek. And there it wound around over into Babley's cow pasture. And I can stand here right now and close my eyes and still see those old familiar paths. I walked in them almost every single day. But I remember some more familiar paths in my life, and they led to an old-fashioned church. I didn't know it was old-fashioned back then. I just knew it was church. That's what church was, where they sung the old songs, and the preacher got up and preached from the old King James Bible. And people went weeping at an old-fashioned altar where they prayed for the Lord Jesus to save their souls. Hey, I grew up in those old paths. I'm familiar with that way. That's why I don't care if you call me old-fashioned, because old-fashioned just reminds me of where I came from, on those old paths that was laid out before me, where the saints of God had went on before I came here, all friends, and they wore them paths out to that altar, those old familiar ones. That was the good way. Oh, listen, I've run out of time for today, but we'll pick back up on this tomorrow and continue on with this thoughts about the old paths. And meanwhile, I want to pray as we end this today. Father, we thank you, God, for the truth of your word. Lord, I'm thankful for the old paths. God, I thank you for those that are listening right now. Lord, I pray they get blessed by whatever you've given us to share with them. And God, I pray that you continue helping us with this broadcast. Father, we love you and thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And amen.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babley Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.